What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Jeff, many who were there in your shoes today thought that Broderick Jones finished training camp on a high note. Mark Caballi started Jones's camp soiree by saying that the guy was perfecting the Olay practice technique. He thought he looked terrible at first. Do you agree that Jones by the end had improved a lot?
Yeah, I do. And you guys heard that Pat thought the injury played a part of that. As he kind of worked through that, even though he hasn't been with Isaac Seumalo the last couple of days, he did have a run of a few days with him. Yeah, he has looked better. You can't just say, okay, Cam wasn't there, because they did have TJ the last couple of practices. He occasionally did flip. And even though Highsmith isn't out there, you've got a guy in Herbig who can be tough to handle from that side. And, yeah, I thought he has improved. Now, is he the level where you want yet? That's probably not, but the arrow, let's use the Tomlinism, the arrow is pointing up.
Well, considering the fact that he's a functional rookie over there because he hasn't been allowed to play the position, I'm going to be pretty positive about it.
Still loving him.
Yeah, no, I'm staked to that one, Jeff, until I have to go down with the ship here. How has Fautanu looked? Because it seems like even though he had the hands of the face penalty in the preseason game and you're not hearing as much about him because he's not getting asked about as much, I feel like he's ahead of Jones in their mind by a significant margin.
It feels like he's settling in a little bit. Like, I think he knows he belongs here, but I think he's starting to believe that he belongs here. He had a couple blocks of TJ today that were impressive. I thought he was, I mean, it probably was his foot that stepped on Rodgers. It may have been the most infamous thing that could have happened if Aaron had not been all right. But yeah, I think he is coming along as well. I mean, listen, they were in love with this guy when they left camp here last year, and he has worked his way back, and I think he's starting to find himself where he's just reacting again, and that's the thing they got really excited about, because from an athletic standpoint, I mean, this guy gets out and blocks at the second level like a tight end.
Jeff, what's going on with Caleb Johnson? Apparently there was a situation today where there was like an errant pass by Rodgers, and he seemed to intimate that it was on Johnson, who wasn't in the right spot. He had, I thought, a very underwhelming first impression in the preseason game on Saturday. When training camp started, we were hearing about, oh my God, he hits the second level and guys could feel the breeze on the sideline from his burst. I mean, do you really feel right now like the guy is in position to challenge Jaylen Warren for starting snaps?
Yeah, I wonder how much Saturday may have impacted him. We didn't get a chance to talk to him today, and we wanted to. He didn't have the preseason game he wanted, but he did make a couple of runs today towards the end of practice that made you feel a little better. He was out of position on that one, and Aaron did talk to him about it. Maybe he's just a guy that needs to find that confidence, find that listen, I belong. I think Saturday's a big day for him. Jalen most likely is going to get some reps. Let's see what, you know, Caleb Johnson, not only then, but on Thursday in the joint practice. Let's see if he finds something a little bit against a defense. But I don't know if it's confidence or he's just trying to find his footing in the NFL right now.
Broadly speaking, Jeff, how would you say the offense progressed from the start of camp until today and through today?
I think they progressed a lot in rhythm. I mean, sometimes you can be fooled by what's happening out here, but you can tell that Rodgers and Metcalf are building a little chemistry. Like, there are times where they're starting to find each other, where they know back shoulder. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just those things that you only work through with reps. I think that's a thing that I'm liking. I think Aaron Rodgers is the first quarterback that really knows how to use Broderick or use Darnell Washington. And we saw another alley-oop to him, and he just kind of schooled Deshaun Elliott. I mean, just physically with his size, put himself in a position where there was no way that anyone else is going to make the play but him. Those types of things I think we're starting to see with the offense. Now, that being said, the offense was not as sharp today, and there is one reason. It's because number five was back on the defensive side.
Man, Ramsey's been that good, huh?
He's been I would say Jalen Ramsey has been the most impactful player in any position group at this training camp so far.
Wow. Would you say he takes home Jeff's award for Steelers defensive training camp MVP in 2025?
Yeah, even with the time he missed. I mean, he's just so noticeable when he's out there. I mean, he really is.
Wow.
So we can expect then what queen on the chessboard kind of movement from him, you think, right?
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Probably. I mean, he's got that type of flexibility to where you're playing a team with a great tight end, you could use him there. You're playing a team with three.
If you're playing the Bengals, he's sticking to Jamar Chase, right?
Yes. I mean, he's that type of, and he can. I mean, he had coverage today on a 1-on-1 drill with Metcalf. Metcalf had no chance, and he was putting good moves on him, and Ramsey just was stuck to him, and he knocked the pass away. And just kind of wagged his finger like Mutombo. And that's the type of player that he has been out here in these practices when he's been out there.
Who was the offensive MVP of Steelers training camp 2025?
That one's a lot harder. I would say in the last week, it's probably been Aaron. Early on, man, you'd be hard pressed to find an MVP of the offense. I mean, they struggled. I'll go with the quarterback. Maybe that's the easy out. I mean, if you're looking for the most consistent guy, and it's a guy that's fighting to make the roster. It's been Miller. He's been the most consistent guy. But if you're looking for MVP of the offense, because of the way they've kind of transformed here over the last week, I would say Aaron.
Any new rumblings and murmurs?
Are there tremors
over there on either Cam Hayward or Chris Boswell, Jeff?
No, they were both at practice. Neither of them practiced. They were around their position groups, but nothing. I mean, they kind of hung out, did their thing. Didn't have an opportunity to talk to Chris today, so we don't know where he stands. But no, nothing new with those two.
What the hell happened with Joe and Austin forgetting about you today? What was the deal there? I was told by a listener that there was some sort of snafu there, Jeff.
Limits, we forgot. Oh no! Can you still get them?
I have a tea time.
I had run up to the cafeteria and eaten lunch, and I ate lunch in about 5 minutes, and I was walking back, and I'm like looking at my phone, and as you guys might know, sometimes they're not exactly on time.
Did you know that, Donnie?
Yeah.
Joe and Limits not always on time. Yeah, I've gathered that.
Well, Limits was only actively looking for Joe in the hallways, asking me if I had seen him during one break today, though, so it was an improvement over the usual.
You know what? And for everyone listening, people think that they're kidding. That's
Jeff, I saw Austin found Joe. Joe ignored him when he was like, "Hey, Joe, need you back in here." Joe goes, "Hey, Mulsey, that coin that Dave, our friend from Oakmont, gave me really helped yesterday. I had 7 pars. I shot a 91. I committed to every shot." I'm talking about Austin is there, like, trying to do his job in the hallway. "Joe, we need to get back in here." Joe might as well have acted like Austin did not exist, like he didn't hear a word coming out of his mouth. It was incredible.
I wanted to send him a picture of a snorkel after that. I didn't get on the air.
Jeff, will you listen to Taylor Swift on the Kelce podcast?
There was talk of that today out here. Mm-hmm. No, I won't.
I feel like Brooke Pryor was tweeting constantly about it. She was very excited.
She may have been one of the people that was bringing that up a few times.
Oh, really? Because I thought it was going to be Kabali.
He was second.
He was busy watching Bryson DeChambeau miss putts on McAfee's show from 10 feet.
All right. Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Thanks, boys.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.